Australian market. Plus, in this hour, we've got all the news you can use right here at Travel Writers Radio. And first up today, as promised, all the travel news you can use. Pause for effect.
Okay.
Here is the Travel Writers Radio news for this week. Melbourne Airport is planning a $3.5 billion revamp to accommodate twice the current number of passengers and 60% more flights over the next 20 years. They also expect car trips to Tullamarine to almost double, and that will require more roadworks to speed both drop-off and pick-ups. As a result, the airport needs to be able to handle up to 100 aircraft movements an hour at peak and to get a third runway by 2023. An existing runway will be extended by 2027, and a fourth runway is under active discussion. Speaking on ABC Radio this week, the airport CEO said the airport building will have extra travelators installed within 12 months to speed passenger flow as 55 flights an hour arrive or depart at current peak times. He said Terminal 2, which currently handles about 10 million international passengers a year, would be expanded to cope with 22 million a year expected by 2038. But there's still no word on a train link to the airport, something that's been discussed by various governments since the airport was opened in the early 70s. Accor Hotels has welcomed the Mitchelton Hotel and Spa, a $16 million property on the banks of the Goulburn River at Nagambi, as the latest member of its M Gallery by Sofitel network. Located within the iconic Mitchelton Winery Estate, the 58-room hotel boasts a four-treatment-room-day spa, a restaurant, a 20-metre lap pool, and extensive banquet and meeting facilities. Designed by award-winning architects Heckler Guthrie, the hotel's interior complements the property's existing Robin Boyd-designed structures and features earthy tones and a minimalist aesthetic. It'll be the 10th M Gallery by Sofitel Hotel in Australia. Marriott International will introduce its designer AC Hotels by Marriott brand to Australia, with a 200-room hotel to open in Fisherman's Bend in 2020. Fisherman's Bend was home to General Motors Holden car manufacturing facility and is set to become Melbourne's newest suburb. There's already another Marriott Melbourne, which is the Marriott Hotel Docklands. That's currently under construction, a little bit closer to the CBD. The new AC brand was the vision of a renowned Spanish hotelier, Antonio Catalan, who founded the brand in 1988. The AC Melbourne South Bank will be a premium lifestyle hotel, part of a 40-story mixed-use building that will feature high-end apartments, dining venues and shopping in the heart of Fisherman's Bend. New York City restaurant reservations are now open and available to Australians travelling to the Big Apple this summer, Veronica. NYC and Company, the city's destination marketing organisation, released details of how to book at any of 380 participating restaurants between July 23 and August 17, including fixed-price meals from $26 for two courses or $42 for three courses. The restaurant covers 33 cuisines. You can get further details at nycgo.com/restaurantweek. In a move indicative of the future of long-range air travel, Emirates Airlines has announced that it has completed reconfiguring a second of its Boeing 777-200 long-range aircraft to remove first-class seating and expand its business class section. Instead of providing a 2-3-2 configuration with a dreaded middle seat in business, they've removed 8 first-class seats and opted for wider seats in business in a 2-2-2 configuration, which will also feature a social area. They've got 8 more of this model 777 under the $50 million upgrade project. What their media release did not say was that they've increased the capacity of the aircraft and presumably revenue from 266 passengers to 302. Now, that could mean almost doubling the business class capacity or some extra economy rows, which are in a 3-4-3 layout. Melbourne's unveiled its new $350 million expansion of Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre at South Wharf. It also features a 347-room Novotel and 1,150-space multi-level car park. The project, a public-private partnership, added 20,000 square metres to the convention centre to make it Australia's largest convention and exhibition space. MCEC CEO Peter King said the expansion was fully connected and integrated with the existing MCEC buildings and included 9,000 square metres of flexible expansion space, a 1,000-seat multi-purpose theatre and a gala banquet room. Among the many plans for new hotel development before Melbourne City Council planners, the city looks likely to get a CBD micro-hotel. A proposed 140-room micro-hotel is planned for a 12-storey building in Russell Street in the centre of the city. It would feature 18 square metre rooms, which is double the minimum size requirements for a habitable room under Victoria's building regulations. For comparison, standard rooms at the new mid-scale Novotel South Wharf start at 25 square metres, while Sydney's got a capsule hotel where space measures 160 by 200 centimetres or 3.2 square metres with 6 to 8 capsules per room. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week.